Hello, and thanks for joining the Walt Weekly. I'm your host, Walter Latham, and I hope you had a good couple of weeks. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about why the hardcore support for Donald Trump. So stay with us and we'll be right back. Thank you. Why the hardcore support for Donald Trump? Why are the evangelicals still supporting Trump when he can say that Joe Biden kissed Barack Obama's ass right on stage? I really am astounded that evangelicals, people of God, supposedly people of God, would support such a person. And this is only typical of the way he's been since he's been in office. I don't want to mention his name, but you know, suffice it to say, we know who we're talking about and who they're supporting. But let me just tell you one thing. One thing is that the agenda, the underlying current of why the hardcore 30%, 33% support this man regardless of whatever he does. When he says he can go out on 6th Avenue in New York City and shoot a person and he still would be free and to be the president of this country. You know why? And I know a lot of y'all guys already know, but let me make this perfectly clear. As Richard Nixon would say, it is because they want to maintain the majority, the white majority in this country. White identity politics does not support being in the minority in the United States of America. That is it, in a nutshell. I mean, some people support him because of certain policies that they believe in, such as anti-abortionists. They're against homosexuals, gay, the LGBTQ. That is there. So you can grab onto an issue. But really, the underlying issue, the underlying support for him, the reason, the rationale is white identity politics. And the evangelicals, the white evangelicals in this country do not want to give up or become the minority within the United States of America. That's why he gets support. That's why he maintains that core 30-some percent, regardless of what he does. So I just wanted to speak on that because I think that it really needs to be that, like, we should shine a flashlight on it, because I do know that a lot of y'all guys out there do know that that's the reason. But what I don't understand is why the Republicans, the moderate Republicans, the Republicans that have sense, that are educated, that have compassion and know what's right from wrong, will support a man that's totally wrong. Because they're afraid of them, because they got a core constituency of this 30% that, especially from the South, that support them. But Republicans from the North, I live in New York. All right, I'm in the burbs. And I got people around me that, you know, they fly on the American flag because they also support it for that one reason. They need to maintain the majority. They need to maintain the majority. So if they maintain the majority, status quo.
Make America great again?
That is why. When they say that, they want to bring America back again, make America great again. It's the white majority maintaining control of the country, in not only in the power positions, but in numbers. And I think there should be women should have a choice, right? You know, who am I to say? But I don't think it should be left in the hands of white men. They don't want to dwindle. Their white people, their birth rate is down, just like other groups. But the white people are encouraging, have babies. I think that this week's episode on the real reason Donald Trump had support. And I know I didn't want to mention his name. Maybe I can say support for the administration, maybe something like that. Maybe I can do that. But why the support? Why are they ignoring everything bad that this man does? Grabbing this, denying that, being caught in lies, out and route lies, damn lies. I mean, what happened? So the only reason, if you look at it just purely from a logical standpoint, is they want to maintain that white majority. They're jumping on the Mexicans now, they're jumping on the, they're going to be jumping. Anybody that's a non-white in this country is going to realize the wrath of this man. He just hadn't gotten to you yet. All right, whether you're black, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, he will get to you eventually, especially if he gets a second term. He's going to gradually get to you. One by one, he's going to try to pick us off. Think about that. That is what we have to realize. I mean, it's right in our face. We just don't want to admit it. The people on the news don't want to admit it. I think I read a piece in the New York Times where it was an opinion piece. I'm going to give the credit to the author. I got to go back and try to find that. But that is the real reason he has that hardcore support. And why you have the black conservatives sitting up there when he was in El Paso or Texas, somewhere in Texas. This past week. And they sitting up there in the audience and the man literally wants to get rid of him. I am at a loss, my friend. You know, you're walking into oblivion with your eyes wide open. If you're just on the maybe just policy, but still, you got to look at the big picture. You can look at policy by policy, but look at the big picture. Why are you sitting there? Why are you on Fox News? They don't want to see you. Maybe as a servant or a maid or a butler or a driver. That's where you belong. Or entertainer. Oh, no. Don't forget, we got football. They like to hear you singing. They want you to be the minstrels. So I see that 30%. Fortunately, we got people with good sense. They got kind hearts. I live in a neighborhood where I am the minority. But I have good neighbors. They're good people. So not all whites. No. A substantial amount of whites are good, decent folks. But the fear of that hardcore 30%. I mean, don't forget, there's fear. I've gotten depressed doing research on our history and the way we were treated. Sometimes I just had to stop and I just literally tears ran down my eyes because certain things I found out in my research for this show is the fact that we were treated so bad. They've stolen so much of what we have created and called it theirs. They have erased history for more than just us, but for other minority groups. Sickening, sickening. And my mom was there, and God bless her soul, she passed. But she's always telling me when I tell her issues and problems, we discuss, you know, politics and this thing, she would say, sad, sad. So, it is sad. If we don't wake up, it's going to be sad. And realize the obvious. Thank you.
The Want Weekly is on various platforms, iTunes, Spotify. So wherever you get your podcasts, you can get The Want Weekly. All right. Only thing I ask is that you subscribe, share, like, and tell your friends about us, because we only deal in truth. The Walt Weekly is now on Instagram, hashtag The Walt Weekly. We are also on Twitter, at Walt Weekly, and our email address is thewaltweekly@gmail.com. So let us have your comments, and those who come back to us with emails, we will mention your name on our podcast. Thank you very much, and have a good week. Bye-bye.